Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So trying to judge how the people feel. Well, not judge. I want to gauge how the people feel. I'm not going to judge anybody. But Red Wings fans, it was a rough week last week. Losing, you know, at home to Washington, losing on the road to Pittsburgh in overtime. Winning at Toronto, and you needed that, obviously needed that. And now here we are in a situation where the Red Wings have to win the last two games, and they need Washington to lose one of the last two games in order to get into the
there
playoffs.
There is a weird way where the Islanders go 0-2, and Washington takes the third spot in the Metropolitan, and the Wings win get 3 points instead of four, and they'd have one more than the Islanders. That's the only other way it could happen.
I want to trust you?
Yes. Just win your two games and don't worry about anything else.
Well, you got to win the two games. Don't the Islanders play somebody?
They play the Devils tonight, who they'll probably win.
And then they finish up.
They play.
Is it Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh. But I'm not worried about Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh could lose to Nashville tonight.
Well, take care of business.
Yes, exactly. That's the point.
Yeah, let's get there because that's really the best way. But how do fans feel about this? This has been a love-hate relationship, it feels like, over the last 2 months with this team.
Mm-hmm.
First two-thirds of the season, the fans are loving the Red Wings because they were giving them something more than they expected. Most people were not expecting this to be a playoff team. I expected them to be a playoff team. So I was staying true to it. And then they had the six-game win streak and I was getting a little chesty about it, felt really good about it. And then the losing starts, then Larkin gets hurt, then the flu comes through the room. And you lose 8 out of 9 games. They're going into the game against Toronto. They were 5-15 over the last 20.
I know.
Things were awful. So I get why fans have been kind of jumping off this, and fans are frustrated. And they want instant gratification, make the playoffs. Okay. And then now is it gotten to the point, Stoney, where for Derek Lalonde, it's win or lose your job?
My guess is yes, but with Steve Yzerman, we're just guessing. We have no idea. We have no idea if he really did give the team and maybe coaches riot act a few weeks ago that we read about the possibility. We've heard about, you know, that Craig Berube is on his list. So we have no idea what goes on in his mind, in ownership's mind as well. Maybe he believes that 2 years is enough. He knows the players are or aren't responding to certain things, and that would never change because a coach doesn't change his disposition. So, and he has to also realize that some of it's on the coach, some of it's on me because I supply the players.
Well, exactly. And we still have yet to see the influx of players that he drafted, though I think we're going to see a lot more of that this upcoming season.
Yes.
Guys have an opportunity to make this team out of.
At the end of this season, no matter what happens, whether they make it or don't, I think one of the major, you know, hindsight calls is now it couldn't have been completely right before they actually did it because he was injured for a little bit. But the fact that Evanson did not get called up much earlier.
Yeah, that one is, that was certainly, that question was raised for the longest time.
Now, they could they'd argue, say, well, he needed this development. If he didn't have that development, he wouldn't be as good as he is now.
Maybe, but he looks really good.
He does.
He looks like he's the second-best defenseman on his team right
now. Yes, he is.
And he very well may be the second-best defenseman on his team. Using his reach and the length, it's fun to watch him. But, I mean, this Will Birchfield had his tweet about from David Perron, which I think is interesting. David Perron, one of the veteran free agents they brought into this team. David Perron talking about Dylan Larkin. He says, us older guys, we want this for him more than almost every player. I don't share the pain that Larks and the fans have shared over the last however many years.
He's won a cup or two.
We have to find a way to come through for them and for Larks. That'd be massive.
Interesting.
Okay, I love hearing it, right?
Yeah.
Because it shows that the team cares about their captain, and Larkin has been kind of a, in a way, I don't want to say completely polarizing, but it has been, I mean, there were plenty of fans that turned on Dylan Larkin this year.
You know what, David Perron? Don't take any stupid penalties the next two games.
There's that, right? Because David Perron has done that occasionally.
And he scored a big goal the other night. I'm giving credit because he's a good goal scorer.
And if I wanted to be, you know, pessimistic about this whole thing, or if I wanted to be mean about this, I would say, where was this attitude last week when you took on Washington and Pittsburgh? Those were must-win games, had that feel to it. And when you look back on it, my God, if you had beaten Washington, or you outplayed them for 57 minutes.
Yeah.
Had you come away with a win in that game, be a totally different story right now with the last two games against Montreal. But as it is, they got to win.
Yeah, well, wanting it and doing it are two different
things.
100%. You know, they can want it all as much as they want. But I saw someone put up on Twitter that, you know, Larkin's 28 years old. And he's only played in like five playoff games. And compared to the Yzerman, of course, he's not Yzerman. Yzerman had, and the gap of how many playoff games he had at 28 years old, not even close. Like, I think going back to wanting to get this for Larkin, like, these guys need some playoff experience, man. And besides the fact that, oh, anything can happen in hockey, we talk about all the time, no matter what seed you are, these guys got to play some, like, they got to get in the playoffs. I mean, it's straightforward. And with that being said, do you guys think Lalonde's coaching for his job these last two games?
I said to Stoney. Yes. Stoney kind of thinks yes. I'm not sure there, because I think even if they win the last two games, they can still not make the playoffs. So it's like, is it playoffs or bust? I don't know. My gut tells me no, because I think Yzerman likes to see things through and give you know, teams a chance. But the thing that has me saying that maybe it's true is because there were those reports that Yzerman was livid about the way the team responded to what he did, which was not much,
and here's
at the trade deadline.
And the other thing is that even if they do pull this out and get in,
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Look, I know what Florida did to Boston last year. I think most Wings fans would be ecstatic if they just took a series to 5 or 6. Because I don't think people expect them. When you look at this team, there's no way.
There'd be no expectations of this team if they make the playoffs. It's just, please God, make the playoffs.
Yes, and some of the young guys can get the experience of playing playoff hockey. Now, these games that they've played the last 2-3 weeks are all like quasi-playoff games because they're so important.
Right.
So they've got that going for them.
No, which is nice, but it's not as nice as actually playing in a playoff game.
Yes, exactly.
Which they have to get. And do they have the opportunity, like every 8 seed does in the NHL, to knock off a 1 seed, which has happened a bunch of times, where a bunch of times the lower seed beats the higher seed? Happens all the time. Every year it happens. Would I give them that chance? And there's always a chance. If you get this team, the way they played during that win streak, they looked like they could beat anybody. But since that time, we didn't see a goal-scoring effort from Alex DeBrincat, right? We didn't see defense playing well in front of their netminder. We didn't see the goaltender standing on his head. Now, the goaltender is the number one thing that can happen that can change anything. And Alex Lyon, to me, isn't necessarily that kind of guy that can just steal it, you know, like other goaltenders have.
No.
But if he can play at the top of his game coupled with some other things, it'd be nice if what we're seeing from DeBrincat is real now because he had the two goals against Toronto. It'd be great if you could see two scoring lines out there. And now with Edvinson as a stalwart on the blue line, is that something that can make some damage and cause some damage? Maybe. But they still need help to get in, which sucks.
Yeah, I know.
How do the fans feel about it? 248-539-9797. This is 97.1, The Ticket.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.